Hey guys, this is Lou back again for another podcast for you guys. And today what I want to talk about is cream pies. Not only cream pies just to enjoy, but if you're trying to get pregnant and you want to know what positions would best help you guys out, I'm here to help you. I got an email, my first one, asking what positions do I think would be appropriate, popular, and helpful in conceiving a baby. Now, I don't know much about having children, but I sure know how to make some. I don't have any children. I'm 24 years old. You know, some people have them younger, some people have them older. I'm one of those people who just choose to not have any, but I do love to fuck. So that's just basically that. Now, before I get started, you know the routine. Like this, follow me, comment. Like I said, any feedback, negative, positive, whatever, it's feedback, and I am 110% open to hearing anything that you guys have to say. Also, email me at asksex1989@yahoo.com. Again, it's asksex1989. Okay, so safe sex is the best sex. Using condoms, because there's a lot of STDs out here and you don't know who's carrying what. You can't put your trust in people, so you have to take your own life in your hands and not, you know, have unprotected sex. I've been in a relationship, like I said, for almost 4 years, and we don't use condoms. If you get tested regularly together and you know that it's a monogamous relationship, then by all means, feel free to do what you feel. Now, I'm the type of girl who, I would say, recently got into cream pies. I've looked at a lot of porn that have them, amateur porn, like I said on my previous podcast, because I don't like looking at like celebrity porn or porn star porn because it's fake. I have a friend that works for Vivid, and he told me that, you know, the crazy things they gotta do to keep the guy hard, and the girl's never lubed because she's not enjoying it, so they have to use all types of products, and it's just genuinely altogether not something for me. I want it to be real. The guy or the girl moans. I want it to be a real moan. I want it to be real ejaculation coming from deep within his loins. So me, I personally now like not only looking at cream pie videos, but having cream pies done to me. I think that's the most intimate that you can get with a person, and it's beautiful. It feels great to have a guy's dick inside of you, and it's throbbing and veiny. Like, I love that. So my favorite position for getting cream pies, sex in general, is doggy style. Missionary, I feel, do that when your back is out and you're like 60, 70 years old. Because I, you know, hope to reach 70, 80, 60 and still have an active sex life. And that's when I'll use those positions. I'm not saying do no Kama Sutra type positions where you're gonna look like a pretzel or you guys are playing Twister. But do something that's a little more sexually satisfying to the eyes. So, considering that my ass is fat, I prefer to do it doggy style or cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, which is when my back is turned towards him. I like to bend all the way over so my ass is sticking completely up in the air and he can see his dick going in and out of my pussy. That's what I like. So, now on to answer the question that I was asked about what positions I think or know that would help promote pregnancy. So the first position is what I just said, missionary. Now, some people believe that the missionary position, which will be the man on top, is best for conception. That idea is that you literally get more bang for your buck. You're using gravity to your advantage, okay? And it may sound boring, but, you know, you're free to be creative during foreplay before you guys have sex. So, you know, he's on top and it's basically giving him enough space and room to shoot his sperm inside of you, deep inside of you, and hit your uterus faster. Now, the second position, which I said is my favorite position, which is doggy style. You are going to be on your hands and your knees, and he'll be behind you. Now, some people believe that when you're doing doggy style and he's coming inside of you, that he's closer to your cervix during sex. So it makes it easier for the sperm to swim to the target where it needs to go. So I think that, you know, if he has like faster sperm swimmers, the chances are that they'll get there anyway. But I'm just saying, in theory, it goes where it's closer to the cervix. Also, the next position would be you being on top. So that's riding him. You want to get a little creative with that? Like I said, you can do the reverse cowgirl. You can squat over his dick and do it that big way. But when he comes, make sure that you're completely on it. Your pussy is his dick is completely inside of you while he's coming, and make sure that he tells you when he's gonna come. That way you can get yourself prepared. I love that. I love when he says, okay, I'm about to come, I'm gonna come inside of you or whatever. Like, I don't give a damn how far we are apart from each other as far as coming. If he's closer and I'm not, as soon as he says I'm about to come inside of you, oh, that does it. Over. I'm gonna like erupt juices all over you when you do that. So being on top helps with that. It's also the same as missionary, where you're working against gravity. And I did a little research on this one because a friend of mine was saying how she only does it when she's on top and she gets pregnant quickly. But some experts say that it may not matter whether you're on top or if he's on top. As far as his sperm, it depends on how fast they are. Some guys aren't as fast as others. Some are slow. So, you know, you gotta make the best of it. So now, here's the most important part of that, is after sex position. So after sex, try this little tip trick that I have, which is where you lie with a small pillow under your hips. So say if, okay, like sometimes if I'm getting oral sex, I usually like to be on a pillow where I'm more propped up because I'm small. So I'd rather be more propped up to where he's able to see and get further in there, push his tongue further in my pussy. So you want to make sure that you're on a pillow underneath your hips and stay there for 20 minutes. You know how like when women get turkey basted and the doctor usually say, keep your feet elevated for 20 minutes so that, you know, everything can settle in there. Okay, so do that, because this can help the sperm swim towards your uterus. Okay, so try to do that. If you lay there, it depends on your age too, and the rate, like I said, of his sperm. Where some women can lay there for 15 minutes and there you go. Some people have to sit there for 20 minutes. But if you would, you know, rather stay there for 20 minutes just to be on the safe side, then do that. But also, of course, it's not just about positions. Having the right kind of sex to conceive a baby depends mostly on timing and frequency. So with that, I mean, get those little tests where you can get at the store and check to see how far you are. Make sure that you track your cycle on a calendar or get one of those trackers. I use Period Tracker, that's in the Apple store, as well as the Android market, where it tracks your menstrual for you and it also tells you when you're the most fertile and when you're ovulating. I'm not big on that whole, oh my gosh, you know, take your temperature, if your temperature fluctuates. Listen, I don't give a fuck about that shit. What I'm saying is, you'll know when you ovulate because your cum will be a little stickier, it'll have more elasticity within it, so you'll know when you ovulate. But I hope this helps you guys out, and thank you for the question that you asked. I was super excited to get my first email about this. So until next time, guys, make sure that you always have a sexual appetite and always be willing to please not only your partner but yourself. Till next time.